I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's a little smushy.
That's a pretty flag.
And Katie won't be here, so Monica,
Shannon.
It's all you.
It's Shannon.
Shannon, sorry.
It's you.
Sorry.
It's all me.
Nope. It's not you.
It's all about me.
Okay. Call to order, Pledge of Allegiance, and roll call.
Here.
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 Everybody
oh,
but Katie.
Guys. Here. Every month.
We're all here, doll.
Except Katie.
And then public comment. Okay, no public comment.
Regarding the library?
Not yet.
Or anything? Or the library?
It would be just...
I'm sorry.
It would be things that are on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
So...
Like the library is on the agenda, right?
Yes.
I just think
we'll get blessed.
Absolutely.
Yes. Approval of the minutes for July 29th, 2025.
Motion to approve the minutes. Okay.
Second.
Oh, wait, I don't have to.
Motion to approve?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approval of the agenda for August 26, 2025, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Informational items. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns. For discussion only.
They're not here, and BLM law enforcement won't be here either.
Receive a report from BLM law enforcement about recent events in the area and public lands policy concerns.
They're not here.
Okay. Receive a report from the Good Springs Library regarding current and upcoming programs and activities.
That's me. Rachel Davis, Good Springs Library.
Yay.
Yada, yada,
welcome.
Okay, hi. Hello, everybody. We have all kinds of things going on, but I'm just going to go over events right now. We've got some very exciting things coming to the community center this next month. I've been asked to do an estate planning, so we found a law firm that's going to come out for free and go over estate planning here. If you have questions about it, it's Tuesday, September 16th at noon. I have more flyers. They will answer questions on trusts, wills, all that good stuff. They're also going to provide a checklist of what suggested documents you have put together.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. For your life. There, I'll say it that way. So there's that. I also have a company coming out that's going to help do genealogy reports and help you research family trees. So if you are interested in that at all, they're going to be out September 19th at 2 p.m. October, we also have someone coming out teaching pottery. So I've got more information on that coming as well. My last bit of information is bingo starts up again tomorrow.
Yay!
6:30 in here. Tomorrow is all ages, but believe me, the kids have to keep up with the adults because we play and we play fast. So anybody got any questions for me?
Where are you going to put your flyers?
Oh, you mean this? Well,
those that you just showed. That was very quick. And
oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to hand them to you right now so you can look at them or take them with you. And I've got stacks of them that I have available for everybody else as well. Would you like them? Okay. Anybody else?
Thank you.
We're glad to have you back.
Thank Yay. You. I'm glad to be back.
The whole town is happy you're back. Thank you.
The whole town.
We're off. I'm back.
Receive a report from the Good Springs Historical Society regarding upcoming events and other items of interest.
I'll give that report, but there'll be no report because we had no activity.
There you go.
The only thing coming up is Good Springs Days, October 18th. And Stephen Statz is heading up that event. So... Shannon.
Is that it?
That's it.
Receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding Labor Day celebration, public works update, and any other updates from Clark County.
All right, I have just a brief update. Labor Day, I hope you all have seen the flyers and know about it. We're having our little community barbecue and movie in the park. And we have our human slot machine, which if you haven't seen it, it's very cool. And that's all. Some stuff starting at 5, some stuff starting at 6. So come at 5 and it'll be lots of fun. And then Public Works, you guys probably have seen the signs that the road work is going to get started. There's been a couple delays. Our current date to start is September 1st. The work will be at night, so it'll be from 7 at night till 3:30 in the morning. And the road will not be completely closed, despite what some people have said.
Gosh.
The road will not be completely closed. It will be down to one lane because they have to work on one of the lanes. So there'll be flaggers and everything. So, and Commissioner Jones is here this evening to say hi. So I'll let him have a part of my report. Yes.
Before you get done, did you find any, what NRS codes we were looking for the cemetery?
I haven't yet.
Okay, we'll table that.
Yeah.
I have a question about the road closure thing. It says on there that it's like from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. Monday through Friday. Which 7 p.m.? The Monday?
It's not Monday through Friday. We need to get them to change that. It's No, it is. Okay. So it's Sunday night.
Because I keep getting asked, so I'm trying to,
7 p.m. Sunday night.
Okay.
Through 3:30 in the morning, Friday morning.
Okay.
So Friday Sunday morning. Thursday.
Okay, so 7 p.m. Friday night.
It's fine.
That's fine. Okay. Sunday night.
Sunday night starts at 7, yeah.
Okay.
If you just remember the county's closed on Friday, that way you know they're not
doing
it Friday.
Well, no, I'm just trying to answer the questions because I'm the one that's getting asked.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
You can always send them my way, you know. So.
Well, I almost
I'll be quick. Great to be out here in Good Springs once again. Thank you to our CAC for all the great work that you do. We know that this is an exciting, I know Megan was sad that we had to do it in this facility yet because she wanted it to be completely done, but it's very exciting to see this building come online. And I'm sure when I come back in a little bit, it'll have great art and great decorations. And I'm excited for the discussion today with regards to a new facility for the library, and always love to be out here in Good Springs, and just good to be out here. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
Of course.
Planning and zoning. Number one, ZC-25-0566, Las Vegas, Clark County Library District, zone change. To reclassify 1.33 acres from an RS-40 residential single-family 40 zone, an RS-80 residential single-family 80 zone, and a CG commercial general zone to a PF public facility zone, generally located south of San Pedro Avenue and west of Vegas Street within Good Springs, for possible.
I'm Greg Borgel, and I'll be presenting the two items that are on the agenda for the library district. You probably can do them together if you wish, or separately if that's your preference. So your call.
Go for it.
Okay.
Thank
I'll just
you.
Start talking, and you can join in whenever you need with questions. Also here from the library district is John, who has been here before. You're familiar with, and our factotum there is the architect's assistant on this project, and so he can answer any questions he might have. But we think we understood the guidance we got when we were here last time, and that guidance was to do something appropriate on the project that would be an improvement. But would be consistent with the development that otherwise has been appropriate in Good Springs. So we have done that. This is the site plan, the area in green basically, although the building and the parking is down here in different colors. But the operational part of it would be a driveway on San Pedro. Do you say San Pedro or do you say San Pedro?
Pedro.
Oh, good. Good. That would be right. But you never, people in Los Angeles have been known to say San Pedro. So this is the site plan. This is the driveway. This is the additional parking area, which conforms to code so far as we can determine is satisfactory and consistent with what you've asked, which is to say that much of it will be kept in a natural state. We won't attempt to suggest that this should be grass, which the Water District would never approve today anyway.
Right.
And so we think we've met the design criteria that you put out. And to be specific about the building, this is the look of the building with a restrained sign and in what we would call earth tones in various elevations facing, there would be an additional sign, we think, out to indicate that this is the place to turn to get into the library. The staff always prefers that we do those separately after the project is approved, but it would follow the same texture that we have here. That really accounts for the zone change because the staff, both staffs, that is to say planning and public works, have endorsed the zone change. That leaves us with the second item on your agenda that you told me to talk through, so I'll now carry on. Issue that we have to overcome are a couple of conditions from public works, which would require things like paving of a portion of the project and certain other amenities, which were not, I think, in the character of what you sought for the project. That's listed in your agenda as a denial of the waivers, and for that reason, it will be our approach, subject to your input, that you approve it as submitted and not as recommended by Public Works, which would deny the waivers and create additional expense, and frankly would not be compatible in our judgment, with what you've told us to do, which is something compatible to Good Springs. And so opening it then to your consideration, if we've misunderstood you, and this is not what you had in mind, this would be a good time to tell us, because our intention is to go to the County Commission on September 17th, and ask the County Commission to approve the matter as submitted, not imposing the conditions for paving and redesign of the driveway with a different radius, etc. The kind of thing that you would anticipate would be required in an urban environment.
Right.
And that's, they're used to an urban environment, and less so here. They did ask for, if their recommendation of denial is not followed, that there would be what they call if approved conditions, and those conditions are normal. So we expect to be saying at the County Commission level that we accept the if approved conditions of staff, but not the denial of critical elements of the project relating to costs, among other things. And so I'm open to your comments first, or maybe perhaps you want to hear from the public first. We're here for answering questions.
So are you saying that they denied the waiver of the sidewalks and pavings and curbing?
Yes.
It's the standard
thing. They've recommended denial.
Oh.
It's the standard thing. Our code,
it's still
they always want, ultimately Public Works wants curb, gutter, and sidewalk. And
we
if you've ever
across
seen
this
flooding
every time.
I know. And it's a frustration, but the code calls for it. So whenever you ask to waive it, even if it's standard for the community, they recommend denial. But you don't have to recommend denial. This is when you get to give your input.
Yeah.
And yes, and it's every time, I know.
You would think that by now they'd... Anyway, yeah.
Well, they're standing by their code.
Well, they can.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, we never ask for curbing or sidewalks or paving. Let's keep it rural, for sure.
That was our belief. That's what
from the
beginning. Architect understood,
yeah.
And that's what we've presented. So,
from,
again, we're, our thought is that we would hope to be recommended for approval as submitted, not as recommended by Public Works.
But they have, in addition to the gutters and the sidewalks and the curbing and all that, they have street lights, and we haven't spoken of that. What are you doing as far as lighting?
I think we can respond to what you think is necessary, but when you waive all the other Public Works improvements, you are in fact waiving street lighting as well.
You can't.
You're waiving street lights, but not on-site lighting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
where
so
does it speak to the on-site lighting? Can you talk to that?
I would prefer that the architect talk about it because they are architectural elements. They're not standard street lights. And so, Tommy, take it away.
Tommy Huggins, Huggins. I'm with the firm Dustland Studio. I'm going to flip this back over so we can see the site plan again because it might be easier to talk.
Could you speak a little louder?
Yes,
okay,
my apologies.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
The green part is what?
That's just land. That's
yeah,
just
the green,
open land.
I'll talk about the lighting, but really quick, the green indicated here on this drawing, it means that we want to keep the natural desert as is without modifying it.
Should have been brown, but it's not.
Yeah.
Where,
it depends on time.
Where the site will be disrupted as part of adjusting this driveway, the landscape design that was submitted, its intent is to bring back the desert landscape. Where a tree or trees are required, we're recommending trees like Joshua trees, desert type trees, not pine trees or trees that
right.
wouldn't blend in naturally with the desert landscape. For the lighting, the code requires curb, gutter, sidewalk, and then a big street light. So we didn't think that was appropriate. With the on-site lighting, what we've submitted to the county is that there would be lower path lighting,
okay.
So not big parking lot lights, but
yeah.
lower path lighting along the sidewalks. So the site will be lit, but not with big parking lot lights. And
okay.
in accompanying these drawings, there's like justification letters that are submitted, and that's indicated in those letters.
Okay, thank you.
Are those lights constant, or are they go off when Rachel leaves the building, mm-hmm. or what happens?
Yeah, they. I don't think specifically
solar?
That's addressed, but there's two items in regards to lighting and timing. The project indicates that if any lighting is on a motion sensor, that it would be timed and turn off within a specific distance that's allowed by code. But certainly the timing could... be dictated by the library district and be on during appropriate times.
Are any of these solar lights?
Not necessarily solar in the sense of harnessing the sun's energy, but it's possible to have a solar cell so they would turn on when it gets dark automatically, so they're not on during the daytime. That's going to be some code requirements.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be really good. Is that the final design for the building?
Yeah, let's talk about that maybe here.
And it is the house that's currently there, correct? This remodeled?
Yeah, so the design is to take the existing structure and repurpose it as a library. There's an existing porch on the front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's not accessible, and we don't believe we can make that accessible in terms of like wheelchair
ADA.
Accessibility? Yes. So that's being removed. And this element you see in front is adding an ADA ramp. That's mm-hmm. going to be on the right-hand side. New steps. And then an outdoor porch area that's covered and shaded. So that creates an outdoor space that can be utilized by the library or by the patrons there.
That looks so generic. It doesn't even look like a library to me. Is there any way, because we have the rock quarry out here, that they could rock it?
So some of the...
the outside or the front?
It's a great question. So just talking through the various elements of this, these orange elements are
the what?
The elements that are orange colored or uh-huh, like a burnt uh-huh. orange uh-huh. color, those are going to be like a rusted metal.
Okay.
So something like a kind of
yeah,
natural
nice.
Rusted
yeah,
metal.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And then this element in front that surrounds that porch, that's what we call a gabion wall. And what a gabion wall is, it's a steel cage that's filled with rocks.
Oh.
So give it a natural
yeah,
feel.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And then to blend that back in, we have a sign here that would overlap and just make it feel... give it kind of a somewhat modern touch, but keep it very natural and rustic. There's concrete. The concrete is what we call a board form concrete. So they use wood boards to create that. So again, the concrete texture is just more natural than kind of more of an industrial concrete.
Yeah, I mean, to me, my personal opinion, like these shutters and stuff, I mean, I think they could do something architecturally more interesting.
Yeah, so...
They look so much like
trying to get it
and
not
it
to look
a
like
house.
A trailer, dude.
Yeah.
What?
Trying to get it not to look like a trailer, Tarja?
Well, I mean, just, you know, we're in a special environment, and I think it's wonderful with the Joshua Tree and all that, but to me, this doesn't reflect that, you know, it's just like a generic building, and I understand you're limited because it is a mobile home and there's so much you can do, but I think the entrance myself should be much more inviting than it is, and like that one, it blocks the window, and I don't know.
Yeah, and let me take a step back. What the intent to reuse the house is certainly purposeful. We'd like to reuse that structure. The paint and the colors of that structure are to match the building we are in here, so that the lighter tones, like those whites and the dark tones, are similar. So when you look at the library, this community center, the school, they're similar tones, so it feels more like a campus of buildings. But then the library, the element that goes in front of it that we describe, that's to kind of bring back some of those natural tones, but also have that some functional elements, because we have to provide a ramp.
Right.
We have to
a little character.
They're ornamental though.
I don't know about anybody else, but to me, I think this could be redesigned. It blocks these windows, and also I think if there's any way they could make the door bigger, like with that wheelchair access that door.
It is. So this is a new door that's 36 inches wide, and then the threshold between this new element in front and that door are level with each other, so a wheelchair can get in.
Well, I would just like to make a suggestion that if maybe there's any way we could contact the rock quarry, maybe they would donate the rock, and I don't know if anybody would agree, but I think rocking this, like some of the rock houses in town, would be amazing. It would be so inviting and different, and with the Joshua trees, it'd be beautiful. It just, the whole building wouldn't have to be rocked.
Sure.
Just maybe the front.
Are you the rock you're talking about, like a
the
rock that's set into a
like
sandstone?
What's it called? Sandstone?
I don't think
facade?
Structurally the house can handle
you
that.
What?
I don't think structurally the house
you get,
can
you
handle
what? Oh, the structure won't handle it?
To have a facade.
I would think there's a way they could do that.
Do you know what he's...
My hacienda is rocked. I rocked it myself.
Do you know what he's talking about? The gabion...
The what?
The gabion structure in front where the Good Springs sign is. That's actually a rock-filled...
Yeah, there's
going
to be a
rock.
Yeah, I understand that, and I think that's a good idea. But I mean, it's just my opinion. I think architecturally, they could make it more interesting.
We'll
and landscape.
We really haven't gotten into
it.
Yeah.
We're
doing
we're
the zoning,
do more.
But I like the idea.
Yeah, there,
oh, okay.
There's, there's more to come.
So
oh,
I'm gonna, I'm sorry.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know if you've taken a ride around town to some of the houses that are rocked, but they're really unique and
we'll
unusual and so reflective of Good Springs and the Maya.
That's our intent, you know, is to, we didn't want it to look like a commercial building. You know, we wanted it to fit in,
yeah.
Right? So we'll find that, that where it fits in the way you guys
Tarja,
need it to fit in. And
this meeting is specifically about zoning and about the
okay.
the things
right.
that they were trying to not have or to have as far as lighting and
okay.
driveways
gotcha.
And things
okay.
like
that.
We can talk about that
okay.
when
gotcha.
We talk about other stuff.
All right.
And
gotcha.
Landscaping
okay.
and
yeah.
Yeah.
landscaping right. comes
so
later.
I'm gonna go back to the zoning. So we all understand that this is going to be zoned for public facility zone. This is what we're voting on. So, because
currently it's residential.
Yeah. So it's a residential zone right now, and then it's going to be, we're going to create a motion for the public facility zone.
And what will it be
I'm
zoned?
I'm going, it's going to be
public
facility zone.
Public facility.
Did you
yeah.
read the item?
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Okay. Sorry.
And so I'm going to create a motion, and I'm going to...
Well, let the board speak. Give them the opportunity to talk. So close the public hearing.
Okay.
And then... And
public
have,
hearing
like,
is closed.
Yeah, and have the board give their input.
So, everybody. So I agree this has to be a public facility. If we're making it a library, it has to be a public facility. So we have to rezone it. And it rightfully should be rezoned.
And it doesn't have to have curbs.
And it does not
that.
Have to have all that nonsense that they want you to have because we specifically said we didn't want it.
And what
right.
is the proper terminology on that? We
waive the design development
yeah.
standard.
You can just approve the waiver.
Yeah, just approve
the
waiver
approve
the as
waiver.
Submitted
okay.
yeah.
would
yeah.
be our request.
Okay.
So if anybody has any...
Approving the zone change and approving the design waivers.
Correct.
Yep.
If anybody has any disagreement with that, let it be known.
Oh, or okay. forever hold your peace.
Okay,
so, now
so I move that we waive the design.
And get this done.
Let's start with the zone change.
That we say yes to the
zone change
to public facilities, that we approve that.
Okay.
And that we also...
Well, let's just do the zone change.
Oh, we were going to
okay.
separate them?
Yeah.
Yep,
okay.
It's two items.
Vote separately, yeah.
It's two
so,
items.
I'm curious what you're going to do about the temperature inside that building.
So motion
There's
to
only
approve.
One person lived in there
yes.
for up
motion to approve the...
Motion
yeah.
to approve...
Let's just wait. He has a question. Let's go ahead.
You have 30 or 40 people inside with body temperatures out. The air conditioning system that they have today up there will not be sufficient.
Well, they would replace that air conditioning system, I would think, wouldn't
you
they?
You know, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that. I'm
yeah.
just curious.
Yeah. Because how many people would have left? Oh, I'm sorry.
And you wouldn't hear that about that today.
Well,
yeah,
this is just the zoning.
Tommy,
right
can you
now.
Tell them about?
I'm just trying
sure.
to get zoned.
Tommy will tell you the nuts and bolts about the building.
I appreciate that, Frank. Thank you.
So as whenever we change a building, it's the building department requires us to do what they call a change of use. It's a very specific code requirement. So when we go from a residence to an assembly, which is what a library is, we are required to go through the various systems and either prove that they're adequate for the new occupancy or make modifications so that they are appropriate for that facility.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure that you guys will do that, but I just wondered if that was in the plan.
Yeah.
It has
is
to be.
Required.
It has to be.
We're
yeah.
not in some
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, that would be required.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Even for us, Frank, we get those standards. We got those.
Good.
Even for us.
I hope so.
Okay.
Motion to approve the zone change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Go. Good.
Okay, number two, WC-25-0567-Las Vegas, Clark County Library District. Waivers of development standards for the following. Number one, waive full off-site improvements and alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for a proposed public library on 1.33 acres in a public facility zone. generally located south of San Pedro Avenue and west of Vegas Street within Good Springs.
Okay, so does anybody have a motion?
Motion to approve waiver of development standard number 1 and development standard number 2.
Second.
And the design review?
And the design review. Yeah.
Second.
Second.
Oh, no,
sir. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. And I just to be absolutely clear in the record, you are approving it as submitted.
As submitted.
As opposed to with the recommendation of Public Works.
Yeah, we don't want curbs and gutters and sidewalks.
We are in business.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
We appreciate your time. Thank you.
And then general business. And then nothing. Comments by the general public.
It's your turn.
Anything you got?
I'm good.
Good.
Yeah, I think that library is useful, very useful
yes.
to this community.
Good.
If you go in there to get books, you see children learn something. It's useful to them as a hobby.
Yep.
Anybody have any idea what's going to happen to the original structure here?
So we can talk about that after the meeting.
Uh-huh. Right, John?
I'm willing to donate.
After the meeting?
I'm just thinking about a bigger parking lot is all I'm thinking about.
Actually, the new library will have a larger parking lot.
No, I mean here. For people who are going to the school or coming here to this facility, a bigger parking lot right there so that people aren't parking on Campbell Estate property as opposed to the parking lot would be nice.
So, yeah, let's talk about that after the official meeting.
Sounds good.
Okay, so no more public comment?
The parking garage is next.
No parking garages. We don't want curbs or gutters. We're not having a parking garage.
Oh,
okay, so next meeting date, September 30th, 2025. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Elaine.
Thank you again.
Everybody, if you need, one of the flyers for Sunday.
We have big ones and little ones.
We're having a party. We're having a party. You gotta come see us.